That no, it's not called chulun bazara. A person has the right every day to bring a mashum tov if he wants to. Therefore, it's not called a chulun bazara. Therefore, in this case, Amrinulei, we tell the second one, I see Yashim Toli. We tell the second one, bring a Yashim Toli. We ask them, make a tnei like this. Iyach HaRishon Shumin, if the first one really ate the Shumin, who Iyach HaChelef? Then you, the second one, you talk, I ate the Chelef, and then you should have a Chiv to bring the Yashim Toli. If Levi Kapora, this should be my Kapora. V'iloy, on the Tzadda, that the first one ate the Chelef, so what you ate right now is not Chelef, or Shumin, so really a Pata, still we have a Nadava, let it be Nadava. That's why the Kitsa, really Mikra, didn't only the first one is Chayav and Hashem Tolu, and the second one should be Pata. But still, in order not to make it look funny, so according to a blessed Shita, there's Namach Shalach Kulu Mazara. But any time a person wants to bring the Hashem Tolu, we let him bring the Hashem Tolu, we tell the second person, bring the Hashem Tolu anyway. And this way we'll satisfy the first one. And the second one also, there's no Aveira. So we tell the second one to bring the Hashem Tolu on it tonight. It was really Chayav, very good, and it's not to say not, it should be like in the Dovah. Sadhu Gemara says, Tadu Rabban wrote like this, Ochal Sofei Chelef, somebody ate a piece of a Sofei Chelef, V'noi Deloi, and he knew about it. He knew that he ate a Sofei Chelef. Then a second time, Sofei Chelef V'noi Deloi, he ate a second time a piece that's a Sofei Chelef, and then he knew about that one also. So Rebbe says, Rebbe Omer, and I say, Kishem Shemei B'chates HaKolachas B'yachas, just like if you would know that you ate chelef for sure. In this case, you'd have to bring two chatois, because since he had a yedi in between his mechalik, you have a chiv to bring two chatois. So Rebbe says, kach maybe yashem tola kolachas viachas. In this case, they had a yedi in between. He knew that he did a sofer chet, that's mechayvim to bring two ashem tolis. That's Rebbe Shita. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Shimon Emrim, they all three say, Ein maybe a Lashem Toli Yechad, no, you only have to bring one Lashem Toli. Shneimer Pasuk says, Ashig Gos Esha Shagag. Meaning to say, Afilu Ashig Gos Harm, even though you made a lot of mistakes, Ein Echayev Elachas, at the end, like when you come to bring your Korban Lashem Toli now, because many mistakes that you made, that you ate a Safik Yisam, even though you had your Diyas in between, but you never have to bring more than one Lashem Toli at a time. Like as many as you know right now, you only have to bring one. True, if you did one chet misafik and you found out about it, you brought a Hashem Toli, then you did another chet, avad, you have to bring another one. But if you didn't bring the korban until you found out you did two or three of them, it's enough to bring one korban Hashem Toli for three chatoyim. So that's this machlokes is between Rebbe and his other man, the Yerman. Now, Omer Rav Zeir says, Kan Shana Rebbe, here Rebbe told us this, you say that Yediyos Sofik Mechalkos Lechatois, that they have Yediyam in our Sofik, it's also Mechalot to bring different Kabonis Lechatois. In other words, the case before was like this, that Rebbe said a person ate the Sofik Chelev V'neidoloi, means after he ate it, now he realized that he ate a Sofik Chelev, then he ate another Sofik Chelev, and he also realized that he did it. And at the end now, he found out that he ate both times were Vadi Chelef. So even though the second Yedi in between was not a Vadi Yedi, you did not find out in between that you ate the first piece was Vadi Chelef. You ate one piece and it was a Sofer to you whether it was Chelef. At the time when you ate it, it was a Shoker, you forgot altogether. Later you realized that was a Sofer Chelef. Then you went to eat another piece of Chelef. And then later you came out, you ate the second piece b'shogeg, you didn't know it was also altogether. Then later you find out that both pieces were vada chelef. So Rebbe's saying you had to bring two chatois. Since even in between it wasn't a vada yedi, it was only a sofik yediyah, that's what Rebbe held, that a sofik yediyah is also mechalag l'chatois. That's what Rebbe Zera says. Rav Amano, Rebbe says, ein yediyah sofik mechalkos l'chatois. Rav holds now, if in between you only had a Sofik Yediyah, means you did not know for sure you ate the Chelev. Just you realize now that you ate a Sofik Chelev, you will not have to bring two Chatois. And rather, Rav learns like this. Elohim Yitoni, Kishem Shem Hoysalo Yediyah Vadai, Mevi Chatas Akolachas Viachas, in the case that first you ate one piece. The time when you ate it, you didn't know what it was a Shegig. Then later you found out it was Vadai Chelev. So Vadi has a chiyuv to bring the chatos. Then it happens again the same thing, that you also ate another piece, b'shoigig, the lady found that it was a vada chelif. So in the case we had a vada yidi in between, it makes you bring two kabonis. So that's what Rebbe meant to say. Kaf the same thing in hoitzalo yidi asofik, maybe yashim tolek lachas v'yachas. If you ate one piece of a sofik chelif sofik shumin, the time when you ate it, it was a shoigig, you didn't realize it. Then in after you ate it, you realize you ate a sofik isa, that's mechaibi to bring one yashim tolek. Then you ate another piece, b'shegeg, and later you find out it was a suffix yisa. So that's all Rebbe meant to say, that you have a chiyuv to bring two korban ashim tolis. But the first case, when you have to bring two chatois, is not where you had a suffix yidi in between, but where you had a vadi yidi. After you ate the first piece, then you realize that piece that you ate was vadi chelif. That's when it's mechal to bring two chatois. But if after you ate the first piece, it was only a suffix, it was yiduah to you, that you ate only a suffix yisa, even though later, after you ate the second piece, then you found out that really both pieces were vadei asam, you would not have a chiyuv to bring two chatois, only one. That's the machlokes Reb Zeira and Rava. How far does Rebbe mean to say? Omalei Abaye says like this: the yakle tizbrut did the yisavik mechalkas the chatois. Like Abaye has a kasha back to Rava. How could you say different than Reb Zeira? Do you really mean to say that according to Rebbe, a safik yidiyah is not mechalak lechatois? Because these things, if you want to tell me that Yediyas ain't mechalkas chatois is not mechalik, if so the chatis achas maybe you only have to bring just one chatis. So am I maybe yoshim toli akolachas viachas. So then why in the case we had a suffix Yediy in between, so you say you have to bring two yoshim tolis? Because why should you have to bring two? Because you're just telling me that you plotted from two chatois. But that's if you found that lady did a vada yisa. But you're being murdered though. Let's say you first ate a suffix yisa, b'shoigi. The lady you found out it was a suffix yisa. You have a chiyuv to bring an ashim toli. And the same thing happens over a second time. She's telling me then you have a chiyuv to bring two ashim tolis. The question is why? If it were a suffix yidi, you would not have to bring two chatois. Why does a suffix yidi make you bring two ashim tolis? Why should that be? I've got time, we learned in our Mishnah before. That klolah shadav, what's the klal over here? The kol shechalukim b'chatois chalukim yashamis. Anytime this suffix with this yidi would make you bring two chatois, then you have to bring two ashamis. So if a suffix yidi is not mechalik to make two chatois, why should it be mechalik to bring two ashram tolis? So that's Abaye's kasha to Rava, as if to prove that Reb Zeira is right, that a suffix yidi is mechalik b'chatois. Oh, Malay Rava Bachon and Abaye, said Dr. Abaye, no. According to you, the Yama that you want to say, Yediyah Sofik Mechalik Lechatois, yes, Yediyah Smena Sofik, is Mechalik for Korban Chatis, and Lemiyat, if so, what's going to be Ocha Kezayah Chelif Lechna Yom Kippurim? Somebody ate a Kezayah of Chelif before Yom Kippur. O Kezayah Chelif Acha Yom Kippurim, and another Kezayah of Chelif Yom Kippur. For Yom Kippur, the Mokka Mashem Toli Koyi, and Yom Kippur really patas any chiva the Nashim Toli had, Yom Kippur patas you. It's a... Mora says, again, the case was you ate a Kezayis Chelev Erev Yom Kippur, and then you ate another Kezayis Chelev after Yom Kippur. And again, as Behele Machas, you did not realize you did the Chet in between. So, Achinami, here also, you want to tell me the maybe Shtekhatas after bring two Chatois, Ha Behele Machas Achlin, you ate with one Helem. As if you're going to tell me now that a Sofik Yedi is Mechalik, so vice versa, Yom Kippur itself has a loch like a Sofik Yediya. Because if you would have had a Chiyuv Ashim Toli, so then Yom Kippur frees you. So Yom Kippur is considered like you have a Sofik Yediya. So here in this case, it should be considered like you had a Sofik Yediya in between, even though really you did not realize it, left Yom Kippur, left you ate both Chatichas. So according to you, you should be Chayiv two Chatois, and really the thing is, you only Chayiv one. Gemara says back, no, Omalei Abaye, Abaye answers back and says, the man Lehmler, who told you, Yom Kippur Mechaper Ad Le Misyadalei, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper if you did not know about it. Dilma, maybe, who did Misyadalei, maybe Yom Kippur is only Mechaper if you know you did the Chet. Maybe if you did not have any idea at all, maybe Yom Kippur is also not Mechaper. See, the case was he ate a Kzayit Chile before Yom Kippur, and he did not realize he did the Chet. So Yom Kippur is not even called like a Sefer Yediyah.
So that's why later when he eats the second piece of chelubeh for Yom Kippur, and now he first realizes, Oyveh, he ate two kizaisim chelubeh lamachas, Havad is only chayiv one chatis, it will not be a kasha according to Abaye Rida. So Vadi could order the Sufik Yediv would be Mechalik even for Chiv Chatis. Just Yom Kippur, that the din is that Yom Kippur is Mechapar and Oshim Tolui, that's only if you know you did the Chet. But if you do not know you did the Chet at all yet, it's not Mechapar. That's what Rabbi is telling the back. Dil Mavuti Mesiadalei. Omalei Rav, Rav Sadak, Po Hoyta, Po Hoyta Tanan. And that no, that he answered back and says no, that you have the Kippur even though you do not know you did the Chet. As a grover turns back to Abaya, Rashi says, "Hoydeble hoydet tenan." That's a parakama de shvus. The first big gemara, bein shenoyd loy, sotik bein shenoyd loy, sveiko kodem kepurim kepurim machaper. Al meraf agav loy misyadle legamri machaper slos machaper. Now the gemara says, "Ikad yamri something like this. Ikad yamri that omale rovo bachonu Abaya." Rabbi Bachron said to Abaya, Ma ilu what's going to be according to you, Abaya, you want to say, again, that Safek Yediyas is Mechalik, is so Ma ilu ocho kezayas chelu shachris. Somebody ate the kezayas of chelu shachris v'yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur in the morning, somebody ate the kezayas of cheluf. Chura, what do you have to come on to cheluf for? You're not eating on Yom Kippur anyway. So it could be, Machlis Taman achilu on Yom Kippur, you're not chayvi v'yidi shalat of a kezayas. That's more than a kezayas. But here after he is the chelub, you decide if you eat a kezayis. So a person had a kezayis of chelub in the morning. And then a kezayis chelub by minchut Yom Kippurim. Then he had another kezayis by minchut Yom Kippur. His hachinami here also went on with the mechayiv techatois, mechayiv techatois. As if to say that the day of Yom Kippur, like every minute of the day, is like a sofa yediyah to mechalik, so you have to bring two chatois and not mastavra. So Mor says back, Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back, Oman Lemlon, who told you the Yom Kippurin, Kol Shosa Mechapa, who told you every minute, like every hour of Yom Kippur's Mechapa, Dilma maybe, Kulu Yom Memeyurta, maybe the whole day by night time it's Mechapa, the end of Yom Kippur. Say, since he ate one Kezayis in the morning and one Kezayis by Mincha time, and he did not have Yedi in between, Pshit is only Chayib one Kor Mechatis. Here even Abaye would agree. Now the Gemara, that's Abaye's lashon to say that Dilma Kulia maybe the whole day is mechaper. In other words, a chet you did in the middle of the day of Yom Kippur, you have no kapara for. So Amulei Rabba Babachona Tirdo, Tara the Rashi's lashon like a shait, like you made a mistake. It's a fool. You're not saying right. Tanya, we learned. Hare Shabol Yodis Sofak Aver of Yom Kippur. Someone did a Sofak Aver on Yom Kippur. Ah, Filu Im Hashaych, even if the Chet you first did Mamish by the end of Yom Kippur, right before Shkia, still Toto, Yavi Kapor from Yom Kippur. Why? Shakola Yom Mechapas. You see, not like Abaye, not that you need a Chet before the day, but a Chet during the day of Yom Kippur is not Mechapur. Here it's Mashmah, no, even a Chet you did during the day of Yom Kippur, also it's Mechapur. So therefore, Abaye's teretz is not a good teretz, but koponas to machlekes, if a sofik yediya is mechalik or not. Mosiv ravidi baravin. It says like this, Ochal v'shosa delamacha. Somebody ate and drank with one forgetting on Yom Kippur. Ein echayiv elachatas achas. Only chayiv one chatas. Rashi dishtiya b'chal achilas b'chal, the same thing. For bein achilu lishtiya, yev should lo have a shoyis b'yoyim. In between, Mistom, he realized that it was Yom Kippur, and he had time to realize that he did a chet. Rashi, the Mesiyadah Kaloyma, Iko Shir, that Yev shall do the rest time in the middle that he could have found out. V'chiv and Dika Shos Yom Kippur Matayim Kedai Yediya Kom La Yuh Shir B'mokim Sofik Yediya B'yashim Toli. That should be considered like you had a Sofik Yediya, even though we really did not have it, but since there was time of the day to have it, for Yom Kippur, that should be considered like a Sofik Yediya, like we're saying this whole time. For the Morvo, Ben Achilu Lishti, Yev Shad Lehebe, Shoyis B'yem, Temisiyadalei, V'chapele B'yom Kippurim, B'mokim Mashim Toli Koi. And if it would have been a sofachet, like only Chayv and Oshim Toli, then Yom Kippur would have been mechaper him. So therefore it's considered like there was a sofach yedi here. Hogatani still it says, in the Chayv and Achat HaSachas, they only have to bring one chatas. So the question is why? According to you, Abaye, that you say sofach yedi is a mechalik, to bring two chatois. See, since on Yom Kippur itself is like a sofach yedi, you should have to bring two chatois. How come you only have to bring one? There is the question, you can tell me, think, that Yediyah Sofik is Mechal Deslachatois, a Sofik Yediyah you have in between. Even though you did not know, your body did a Chet. You already know you did a Sofik Chet, that's not to Mechal Yunashim Toli. Then later you found out that you did a Vadi Chet, that's Mechal Yutu Chatois. So here also, Mechal Yutu Chatois, you should have a Chiv to bring two Chatois. My Amri, the more answer is, Kiyom Rav Zeiro, when did Rav Zeiro say this to the Rebbe? Rabbi Zeir only said it's according to Rebbe that a Sofik Yediyah is Mechala to Mechayiv to Chatois. Hor Rabbonim, I think this goes according to Rabbonim. The Rabbonim Shita is no, that a Sofik Yediyah is not Mechalik. So when it says, I have all me to say, for Rebbe's in to say if this goes according to Rebbe, the Torah says like this, Shosa Tzir on Mariah's Potter, somebody drank the juice of fish, he's Potter. Ho Choyim it's Chayiv, but if he drank vinegar, then he would be Chayiv. The master of a drink, Chaimitz Vinikar Yom Kippur, then Yechayiv. A man who's a go like Rebbe goes according to Rebbe, the Tanya we learned. Chaimitz Ein Meshavas HaNefesh. You drink Chaimitz Vinikar Yom Kippur, you're not Chayiv, it's not cold, doesn't return your Nefesh. Rebbe, not, it's not like refreshing. Rebbe says no. Rebbe Yomer, Omer Ani, I say, Chaimitz Meshavas HaNefesh. If you drink Vinikar, it is refreshing, you would be Chayiv. If so, neither safe for Rebbe, since the race safe goes according to Rebbe, the Choration Ami the ratio goes according to Rebbe. Smir says, no, Ami authority is safe for Rebbe, and ratio is the Rabbonim, Smir is not a cash, but the ratio goes according to Rabbonim. Eisvei Rav, Rebbe is a question like this. It says, Ochal Hayoim, Ochal Lamochor, somebody ate today from Hegdish, and then he ate more tomorrow. Lochas Behegdish, Yechayv, if you then a shava fruit is worth. So today he was Nena Chatzi Pruta, and tomorrow Chatzi Pruta. Or else, Nena Hayoim, or else he ate a little bit today, tomorrow, else Nena Hayoim, Nena Lamocha. Ochal Hayoim, Nena Lamocha. He ate a little bit today, and Haranor from Hegdish tomorrow. Nena Hayoim, Ochal Lamocha. Vafilu Mikan, Viyat Sholoshanim, even if it takes from now, Viyat to 3 years. Minayin Shem, so how you know to say it's home, it's far off to be Mechayiv you from Issa Milom, if you had Haranor from Hegdish? And Minayim Shem starts from Zem Zet. Hamlevin the pasuk says Tim Momo Riboy. Then over Nisamidl, as long as you have Hanor from Hegdish worth of Shavu Prutom, even though it's Mitzarif made up from a long time, still Yechayiv. The more about my why or Kippur Liam Kippurim when Yom Kippur passes by. So before you have this Shia Lachura, Yom Kippur is Mechaper on you. So why is it Mitzarif the two? Why isn't Yom Kippur Mafsig? Like Rashi says again, the Yediyah Sofik Mechalkos. Whatever Yom Kippur, Yediyah Sofik. Yom Kippur is like Yediyah Sofik with my wife and starve. So for instance, I'm going to tell you, Ki Mechapa Yom Kippur Al Yisur. When is Yom Kippur? Mechapa on Yisurim. I'm a money lay Mechapa, but I'm a monat like here this Yisur of Hegdish, of Nenem and Hegdish, like a Gezel de Kalachim. So that Yom Kippur is not Mechapa. This is still have to have a separate Kapara besides Yom Kippur. The voice from the other thing I will answer you is, Ki mechapa Yom Kippur, when is Yom Kippur? Mechapara kuli shiuri. If you did the whole shiur before Yom Kippur, you have a whole chet, and then Yom Kippur is mechapara. But the apaga de shiur le mechapara, if you only did a half of a shiur, like here, you only a little bit before Yom Kippur, then Yom Kippur is not mechapara. The chen, the same thing more says, Amar Shlok, Rosh Lakish also says, that Kan Shana Rebbe, Rosh Lakish also holds, like Abaye holds before him, that Khan again, the Chenom Rosh Lakish, that Khan Shana Rebbe, Rebbe taught us here to tell us that Yediyah Sofik Mechalkos Lachatoyis, yes, we have a Sofik Yediyah in between two Chatoyim, it's Mechal to Mechayiv you two Chatoyis. Like we said before, if you ate a Chalev, and you forgot Mishas, you ate your Rishoygig, then later you had a Sofik Yediyah. Then you ate another Kazayat of Chalev, and then you found out that both of them were Chalev. So according to Rosh Lakish, Yechayiv two Chatois. Reb Yochanan Amar no, en Yediyah Sofik Mechalkos Lachatoyis. El Rad Lachitoy, this is what Rebbe meant to say. That Yishem Shem Hoysalo Yediyah Vaday. Maybe I'll call Achas V'Achas. If you would have had a Vaday Yediyah, that would be Mechayiv to bring to Chatois. Kachem Hoysalo Yediyah Sofik. You have Yediyah Sofik also. Maybe Yosham Toli, I'll call Achas V'Achas. Mazvishlem Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu deko toli liyoshem mechatis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's good what we toli yinoshem in a chiyav chatis. Rashi says, that means to say is the kishen, shemois yediyah vadoyis bentayim mois mechavdus lachatois, they say the person is a heidah lov chatosoy, kach yediyah sotik is also mechavdus lachomis, or maybe Yoshim Tova Kolachas Biachas. That's good according to Rabbi Yechanan, that a Sofik Yedi is not Mechalek, only Yavada Yedi is Mechalek. Therefore, the Mishnah is totally Oshim Rabbin of Achatas. But the question is, Elul, according to Rosh Glokis, the more this question, Chatas Biyoshim Yiboylei. Rashi says, Elul, Rosh Glokis, Chatas Biyoshim Yiboylei. Limitly, Shem Shedi is Sofik Mechalkos Liashomas, Kach Mechalkos Lechatois. The Chiddush then is that a Sofik Yedi is Mechalek for Chatas. So sort of say, just like a Sofik Yedi is Mechalek to Mechayev you, to Oshim Tolis, the same thing, a Sofik Yedi is Mechalek you to bring to Chatois. In the case of Levi Yifana, Yidag Yivara Didachet. Versus Kasha, and the Koran's Rosh Lakish is a little bit Kasha. But Kopo Nasa Mechalekish, Rebbe Yochanan Rosh Lakish, is a Sofik Yedi is Mechalek with Chatois or not. Now the Gemara says, for Rami to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Stephen, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, and also for Rami to Rosh Lakish, Rabbi Rosh Lakish. The Tanya was learned like this. Shnei Shevilim, let's say there were two roads, Echot Tomei V'Echot Torah, one road was Tomei, one road was Torah. V'ol HaPerishin, the person went down through the first road, V'lo Nichnas, he didn't go to the Beis HaMikdash. Then B'Shen, he went down the second road, B'Nichnas, the same person. So Kitz, he went down these two roads, and now for sure he's Tomei. Then he goes into the Beis HaMikdash Chayiv, for sure he's Chayiv to bring a Noshem, a Korban El B'Yerid, L'mayis Yivad HaDidachet. What's going to be Holach Parishan? He went down the first road. Again, there were two roads here. One had a mace buried there, one did not have. So the person went down the first road, B'nichnas. He went to the Beis HaMikdash. So at that time, it's not Vadi Didachet. Maybe he wasn't Tamei. What happened was, he was Matari himself. Menasofik, he was Matari himself. Then, V'hizah, V'shonah, V'tovol, he made Azor twice. He went to the Mikvah. So the kids became Torah Menasofik. Then, after became Torah B'Holach B'Shen, now the person walks down the second road. For Nichnas, now he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. So Locher is Chayiv, it's like a Chayiv of Korban. But Rabbi Shimon Poik, Rabbi Shimon holds the Plata. Alright, we'll stop here, continue on the next tape.
Holding Daf Yutes Amar Aleph, in the middle of the Shalos Machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish, where the Yediyah Sofik is mechalak to make you bring two chatois. The case was where you ate a piece of kezayit chaylev fishagi, and then after that you had a suffix. Yediya means you know you ate it, but you have a suffix whether it was also or not. Then later you ate another piece of chaylev, and then later you found out that really what you ate both times was about the chaylev. So shalom is a yechayev two chatois or not. So we say the fact you had a yediya in between. Usually your yediyah is mechalek to make a two separate maisim, but here the yediyah in between was not that you ate vader chaylev, it's only that it was a sofik chaylev. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's not mechalek, it's called one maisa aveira. But Shaka says yes, it is mechalek. So last shalom was we had that we asked a question. Now it said that we asked a stira on Rosh Lakish and Rosh Lakish. The time was less loch it was in the case we had two roads, and one road was tomei, one road was tor. So the person went down both roads, and then he went to the Beis Migdish, sees Vade Tomei, Chayav Korban, Oil of Yerid. What's going to be, he went down the first road, and then he went to the Beis Migdish. So at that time, the Gurt of Sofik. Then he was became Tor, Minas Sofik. He went to the Mikvah, he had Azor, Sheni, Shlishi, Rishvi. And then he went down the second road, and then he went to the Beis Migdish. So says Chayav. Says he what? He's Chayav to bring a Korban, is chayav to bring a korban oil of yerid, because again the manashoch he did the chet. He went down the first road and he went into the Beis HaMikdash. Then he went down the second road. So manashoch, after going down one of these two roads, he was vade tomei and he went to the Beis HaMikdash just for his chayav a korban. However, now top.